Okay. Look in the mirror. No, look in the mirror. Your hair is a mess. Yeah, it's a mess. It's okay. It looks good on you. Okay. So, let's go through what all has happened. Yes. Yes, we absolutely have to, because this one is going directly in the books. There's no way I'm ever forgetting tonight. Oh, great indeed. Okay. So, first of all, I am so incredibly sorry that you got stuck attempting to help with the cooking. Philip just loves to show off his grill, even though he clearly has no idea how to actually use the damn thing. You sure it's fine? Because if you don't actually think it's fine, you don't have to play along like it is. Really? You're not just saying that, like, you actually enjoyed helping? I mean, I will say that it certainly beat the alternative of my mom showing off my baby pictures. You know, come to think of it, I do believe that you're the first person that I've dated who didn't immediately see the baby pictures. Right, fine, okay, yet, technically, you do still have plenty of time to see them, but don't you dare go laughing at me when you see the ones of me at a Barney concert. Yes, a Barney concert. He was my first love, after all. No. You don't have to worry about Barney anymore. I assure you that it was a brief love. He has been out of my life for a long time. You know? You are pretty cute when you make that face. You know the face. The one you make when you insist on teasing me. Yeah, that face. But then again, you're just cute in general, so... Philip first insisted on showing off the grill, and then he somehow talked you into helping cook the food, but he was still in charge. Yes, then he burned the food, which, how he managed to do that so quickly, I will never know. Then you attempted to save the remains, only for it to start pouring. You're right, it is still raining, hence the mess of the hair, but, you know, it's actually pretty nice, so... Yes. And then what happened? We moved the plans around and decided to go to a restaurant where we waited almost an hour for a table. Fine, just under an hour. But from my point of view, seeing them ask you all those questions made time last much longer. And now dinner's over and we're still waiting for the rain to lighten up for driving. Now, the big question. Did I miss anything? What did I miss? Oh, right. Yes, of course. That's right. How can I forget that? You spilled your drink all over my dress. Oh, hon, don't worry. Don't be sorry. I don't even like this dress, okay? My mom picked it out for me like a year ago, and she loves it, so I only wear it around her. However, on the list of things to go wrong, that was, well, not one of them. What? Are you kidding? They absolutely adored you. How could they not? Look, I have no idea what you did, or even how you did it, but you really are the first person I've dated that they actually liked. Yes, really. Okay. So let's see. They couldn't stand the girl from Yale studying engineering. They barely tolerated the guy who played the cello. And let's not even start with the one who was studying film. Just, tonight was a mess. There is no denying that. But it doesn't change the fact that you still did everything perfect. My mom really likes you. I mean, she even asked when they were gonna get to see you again. And then Philip, he couldn't stop laughing at your jokes, which, you know, were very funny, by the way. Just, look at me. You're special, and I'm so glad that they can see that as well. What? Of course Philip mentioned the film student. Actually, hold on. Why did he mention the film students? Okay, why did my exes come up in conversation? Like, this had to have been while the two of you were outside of the girl. Because if this happened around me, I would have stepped in so fast. Oh no. What did he say? Please tell me he didn't make you uncomfortable. The opposite. Okay. What did he say? Wait, what? He didn't say that, did he? Wow, you really did turn on the charm today, didn't you? He really thought I was finally happy with someone? I mean, he's not wrong, because you do make me rather happy. But to be fair, even that is a bit of an understatement, because I think people can finally see how much I light up when I'm around you. Yes, I do in fact light up. That's what everyone keeps telling me, and the only difference in my life currently is you, so you're the cause of that. I mean, it's gotta be you, right? Tonight was a mess, but at the same time, it was also perfect. I do think so. I do think so. Like I said, you're special. I'm special. Well, unfortunately for you, we are talking about you, and we can talk about how special I am some other time. All the attention is on you for the time being, though. You must be doing something incredibly right. Yes, because we have been inseparable since the boat ride. Actually, correction. Ever since we first kissed, or even when we were dancing, like, just something about that day. I have absolutely no idea if that makes me clingy or needy or what, but I really enjoy getting all this time with you. Way more than I think you realize. Oh, are you the clingy one? Because if that's the case, I don't think you're clingy enough. In fact, I think you can definitely be clingier. Yes, I could always spend more time with you. I'm positive. You know, maybe it's the rain, or maybe it's just you. I mean, it's probably you. But I feel like I could stay here in this moment forever. Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm not tearing up, it's just the rain. Right, yeah, we are in the car, aren't we? Okay, fine. I guess I'm tearing up just a little bit, though. It's just, I'm kind of scared right now. Because feelings and whatnot. I mean, you already mean a great deal to me, and I really don't know how to put it into words without having some kind of word vomit moment, you know? Real attractive moments like that, and I just, words are not easy right now. Sorry, was I rambling again? As long as you find it cute. I love you. Like, I'm in love with you. Did I say that? Should I have not said that? Okay, well, yeah, I said that. But yeah, I do love you. More than I thought possible. I mean, how can I not love you? You're you. What's not to absolutely love about you? I'm rambling again. Like, how many times can I say I love you without running out of Is that about to become a habit where you just, you kiss me when I'm talking too much? But like, still in a cute way, right? Okay, good. Because I just, your eyes are so beautiful. Sorry, I'm literally getting lost in your eyes. Okay, you totally don't have to say it back though, because if you don't wanna, if you're not ready, it's fine. A-okay. No worries at all. Nothing to, you do? Wait, please tell me you're not just saying that because you feel like you have to, like you're not doing that, right? No. Okay. Well, good. Wait, that means you really love me. Oh my god, you love me. No, I'm gonna cover my face as much as I want. Oh my god, you love me. I have been wanting to tell you that I love you for like a month now, but between the rain and this close feeling between us, I don't know, I knew this was the moment to say it. Yeah, I just knew. It's almost like that special moment in a romance movie where you can just feel when something's about to happen. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I can't properly describe how happy I am right now here with you. Of course, you can ask me anything. Why do I love you? Jeez, I mean, where to begin? First of all, you are the biggest sweetheart that I've ever met. Like, you care so much for others, and you do so much without hesitating at all. Like, if someone needs support and love, you're there. It's just, it's one of the main reasons I fell for you, because seeing that in a person, it's just, well, it's beautiful. Speaking of which, you're also beautiful, and I don't just mean looks, I mean, you do look absolutely beautiful, and I swear I could stare at you forever, but this heart you have, who you are as a person, you're just beautiful. And I'm amazed more people don't see it. Speaking of laughing, you make me laugh even when I don't want to laugh. Like, you always know how, and it's like that's your superpower, which might be the thing I love the most about you. I mean, you've seen me cry and you know, when I'm upset in the worst ways, but you can always make me laugh and just feel safe and feel loved. You do so much, hun. More than I think you realize, like, I'm actually monologuing. But it puts a smile on my face. And it kind of matches the smile on your beautiful face right now, which makes me all the more happier. Of course I mean that. Look, you may never see yourself the way that I do, but I do see you, and I see who you are, and who you are is absolutely amazing. Like, I can't get enough of you. And look, just because I'm saying all of this, it doesn't mean you have to say why you love me. But just know that you saying it at all means the absolute world to me. I love you. Okay, fine, yes, this time I'm really tearing up. I know, I just, I don't know, just the feelings I have, I feel so strongly for you. You're looking at me all cutesy and whatnot. Stop, no, you're gonna make me blush. Oh, fine, okay. I know that we're supposed to head back to your place soon, but do you mind if we just stay here a little while longer and just listen to music and the rain and just stay cozy like this? Yeah, that's That is all I want. Like, I think I am truly experiencing how summer nights should be spent, and I just want to enjoy this as long as I can. I love you too. So much. You know, this is, I've said I love you to other people before, but I didn't know it was possible to feel both nervous and giddy and calm all at the same time about saying it to someone. I've always felt anxious about it, but with you, I feel anxious, but like, I felt calm, and I've never, ever felt that before. It's why I am trying to get the words out. It's probably because I feel so safe with you. There's just something about it. Like right now, I mean, your arms around me. We're not as curled up as we could be because, well, we're in a car, but I still feel as safe as I would any of the other times. It just... You are making me feel things that I didn't know I could feel, and I both want you to stop and continue. No, don't laugh at me. I'm being serious, okay? I don't know how to feel about it. All I know is that I would very much like to just be stuck in this moment forever and never let you go and never stop looking at me like that. You're making me trail off. Okay, fine, you can look at me like that, but no. Okay, fine. I'll stop rambling. Oh wait, no, you didn't kiss me. That means I can continue to ramble. So anyway, there's this war that happened in history. God, I love you.